Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis from the North Carolina Reading Service. And tonight, or today, we're going to be doing our program called Reflections. And what we do is we read from the Holy Bible each and every week, and we always say a prayer, and we also do a little daily devotional from a woman called Sarah Young, who wrote a wonderful book called Jesus Calling. So welcome to the program. We hope you have a great day with us today and always. And let's do what we do every Sunday, which is begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here with you this day, to be with our audience, and to share your holy word. Help us to receive that word. Help us to think about it, act upon it, and share it with those we love and those we don't love. Lord, you call us to submit ourselves to your spirit, to your will. Lord, help us to do so. As we conclude Joshua this week, or today, this morning, we will talk a little bit about surrender. And Father, prepare our hearts and our minds for that surrender. Surrender has a negative connotation, and Lord, please don't take it so. Help us to understand what that surrender, what your surrender truly means, which is a form of praise and thanksgiving to you. Father, be with our listening audience, be with the North Carolina Reading Service, be with our families and loved ones, be with our great nation and our great state and our great towns and cities here in North Carolina. And help us, Father, help us in all things, and we thank you for all things. And we ask all this in your holy Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Well, Sarah Young teaches us this day here in October, anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without God. So the best defense against worry is staying in communication with Him. When you turn your thoughts towards God, you can think much more positively. Remember to listen as well as to speak, making your thoughts a dialogue with Him. If you must consider upcoming events, follow these rules. Do not linger in the future, because anxieties sprout up like mushrooms when you wander there. Number two, remember the promise of my continual presence. Include me in any imaginary that comes to mind. This mental discipline does not come easily, because you are accustomed to being God of your own fantasies. However, the reality of my presence with you, now and forevermore, outshines any fantasy you could ever imagine. Amen. Two scriptures that support this writing of Sarah today, Luke 12, verses 22 through 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" Again, that was Luke 12, verses 22 through 26. And then from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Amen, indeed. Amen, indeed. So, like I shared with you all earlier in our prayer, we've been doing the book of Joshua the last 3 weeks, and we still have a few more chapters left. We're going to not conclude Joshua, the book of Joshua, today going forth. And the reason I share that with you is the next 8 or 9 chapters is nothing but a great detail of the allotment of land that the Lord promised to the tribes of Israel. So there's a lot of detail, probably not a lot of edification. The summary of that, though, is this. Words matter to God, and He is very specific throughout the Bible on certain things. And we need to make sure we understand that, and we need to make sure that we accept that. There's no gray area with God. He is God, plain and simple. There's a hierarchical truth that he has created in this universe, and that's just that, that he is God and we are not. And we are to praise and worship him, and he gives us the free will to do that. He could have made us to where we did nothing but just sat here and praised him and thanked him. But is that true love from his congregation towards him? And the answer would be, of course, no. So he gives us that free will to do what we want and how we want. But his call to us, and the basically the summary of Joshua is this. Joshua, yes, he was a great leader, and he was a great military mind. But the thing that he is, the reason we still talk about Joshua to this day, the reason he's written up in the Bible, is not because of his leadership or military abilities. It's because he surrendered his entire self to God. He was submissive to God and his will. We should be the same way. We should long to seek God's will, to understand what his, what our calling is for him, and to accept that and to do it. That's what he looks for us from. So what are we going to do the rest of today and maybe for the next couple of weeks if we've concluded with Joshua? Well, I really enjoyed our study of the Psalms a few weeks back. I was looking at Proverbs yesterday, and I thought Proverbs would be a great adjunct to our studies this far, having done Matthew a few weeks ago, and then, like I said, the last 3 weeks of Joshua. So we're going to start Proverbs. So please take a deep breath and take some fresh breaths in, and always remember we're in the presence of God, and allow me to do a little reading for you this morning. Here's a little prologue on the book of Proverbs, and then we'll go into a little bit of the themes, and then we'll start the reading itself. So alphabet letters, vowels, and consonants formed into words, sentences, paragraphs, and books, spoken, signed, whispered, written, and printed, from friendly advice to impassioned speeches, and from dusty volumes to daily tabloids, messages are sent and received, with each sender trying to impart knowledge and wisdom. Woven into human fabric is the desire to learn and understand. Our mind sets us apart from animals, and we analyze, conceptualize, theorize, discuss, and debate everything from science to the supernatural. We build schools, institutes, and universities, where learned professors can teach us about the world and about life. Knowledge is good, but a vast difference stands between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge being having the facts, and wisdom being applying those facts to life. We may amass knowledge, but without wisdom or knowledge, our knowledge is useless. We must learn how to live out what we know. The wisest man ever to live, Solomon, left us a legacy of written wisdom in three volumes, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. In these books, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he gives practical insights and guidelines for life. In the first of these three volumes, Solomon passes on his practical advice in the form of proverbs. A proverb is a short, concise sentence that conveys moral truth. The book of Proverbs, as we might expect, is the nature of true wisdom. Solomon writes, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." That's found in chapter 1, verse 7. He then proceeds to give hundreds of practical examples of how to live according to godly wisdom. Proverbs covers a wide range of topics, including youth and discipline, family life, self-control, and resisting temptation, business matters, words and the tongue, knowing God, marriage, seeking the truth, wealth and poverty, and morality, and of course, wisdom. These proverbs are short poems containing a holy mixture of common sense and timely warnings. Although they are not meant to teach doctrine, a person who follows their advice will walk closely with God. The word proverb comes from a Hebrew word that means to rule or to govern, and these sayings, reminders, admonitions, provide profound advice for governing our lives. As we read Proverbs, understand that knowing God is the key to wisdom. Listen to your thoughts and lessons from the world's wisest man, and apply these truths to your lives. Do not just read these proverbs, act on them. So again, the purpose of Proverbs is to teach people how to attain wisdom, discipline, and a prudent life, and how to do what is right, just, and fair. In short, it is to apply divine wisdom to daily life and to provide moral instruction. Like I mentioned, Solomon is the author of most of the book. Agur and Lemuel contributed some in the later sections. The original audience were the people of Israel, and Solomon wrote these during the early part of his reign as king of Israel. So the megathemes, there's really five megathemes. First is wisdom. God wants his people to be wise. Two kinds of people portray two contrasting paths of life. The fool is wicked, a stubborn person who hates or ignores God. The wise person seeks to know and to love God. Relationships is another megatheme. Proverbs gives us advice for developing our personal relationships with friends, family members, and coworkers. In every relationship, we must show love, dedication, and high moral standards. The third megatheme is speech. What we say shows our real attitude towards others. How we talk reveals what we're really like. Our speech is a test of how wise we have become. Work. God controls the final outcome of what we do. We are accountable to carry out our work with diligence and discipline, not laziness. The last of the megathemes is success. Although people work very hard for money and fame, God views success as having a good reputation, moral character, and a spiritual devotion to obey him. Boy, those are some wise words right there. So let's begin. Chapter 1, the book of Proverbs, written by Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, let the wise listen and add their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and the riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. There they will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down into the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, and we will share a common purse. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set a foot on their paths. For their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets she cries out. In the gateways of the city she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery, and fools hate knowledge? If you have responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you have rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock you when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me. since they hated knowledge and did not disclose and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Chapter 2 of Proverbs. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in blameless. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the ways of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths, to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong, and rejoice in perversion of evil, whose paths are crooked, and who are devious in their ways. It will save you also from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus you will walk in the ways of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous, for the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Those are two of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. What that's teaching us is that there are a lot of times in our lives we're confused. We don't know what the answer is. We don't know exactly what to do. We're called, then, to look to the Lord for his counsel. That's the ultimate counsel. He gives perfect advice. There's no wrong with God. No wrong. Your birth was perfect through him. Your being is perfect through God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Beautiful words. Do not be wise in your own eyes, for the fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains the understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She, and this is wisdom, is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare to her. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Again, anytime you heard her or she, it's talking about wisdom. What is wisdom? To fear the Lord. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament of grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, when it is your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise will inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. Chapter 4. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with the crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it, do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way, for they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining even brighter till the full light of the day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them come out of your sight. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet, and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Chapter 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion, and your lips may preserve knowledge. from the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she knows it not. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your best strength to others and your years to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the whole assembly. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another man's wife? For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. Boy, that is a warning there, isn't it? Verse 21 of chapter 6, for a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. Of course, whenever you hear a man's ways, we'll think of woman's as well. For man or woman, all of our ways are in full view of the Lord. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. Well, that is about all the time we have today for our program. We will pick up with chapter 6 of Proverbs next week. I hope you've enjoyed these words of wisdom by Solomon, inspired, of course, by God's Holy Spirit. And I pray this special prayer for you all. I ask that the Holy Spirit be with you and that you let him into your lives. Accept the will of the Holy Spirit. Accept the breath of life of the Holy Spirit. Let's be content with the gifts the Lord has given us, the lives that we have. And let us always be reaching, though, towards the Lord. Always reaching towards his love. Always reaching towards the wisdom of God. Father, we thank you for this day and every day, and we thank you, Lord, for our families, and we thank you for your holy words. Help us to share these words with those we love. Well, like I said, we've run out of time for today's episode of Reflections. Please be sure to listen to us next weekend. We hope you've enjoyed our program. My name is Jim DeJunis, and I read to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of our program is for the blind and print impaired. So, until next time, may God bless you and those you love this day and every day.